Sarvebhyo Namaha Swagatam. We will start the class with our prasthana. Chitra Bhagini.
Yeah. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karvavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karvavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karvavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
Dhanyavadaha Bhagini. Namaskaraha. Adya Vayam Vibhakti Vallari Pustake Vayam Dithiya Vibhakti Arambam Kurmaha. Nitin Mohotya Bhavan Prathama Vakyam Patativa. Stam Chitra Bhagini Bhavati Patativa.
Vakye Kriya Suchakam Padam Kriya Padam Kartra Suchakam Padam Kartra Padam Yat Karma Suchayati Tat Karma Padam.
Vakye Kriya Suchakam Padam Kriya Padam Yat Padam Kriyam Suchayati Tat Padam Kriya Padam. Whichever word indicates the verb, whichever word indicates the action is the verb. Next, kartra suchakam padam kartra padam. Whichever word indicates who is doing the action is the kartra padam. Yat karma suchayati tat karma padam. Whichever word indicates the object that of the action is the karma padam. So we have three things. Vakye padatrayam asti. Neena Bhagini, tani kani? Vakye padatrayam asti. Tani kani?
Vakye kriya padam kartrupadam karmapadam api
cha santi
santi
cha santi
cha santi
cha santi. Vakye kriya padam kartrupadam karmapadam cha santi. Samichina. Anantaram Nagendar Mahodaya, bhavan atra etad vakyam patati va.
Karma padasya dvitiya vibhakti bhavati.
Bhavati. Karma padasya dvitiya vibhakti bhavati.
Dvitiya.
So ityukte the object will always be in dvitiya vibhakti. So karma padasya dvitiya vibhakti bhavati. Astu. Brinda Bhagini bhavati uta द्वितीयाय भक्तिम् अद्य मूलविषयः. वृन्दा भगिनी भवती उदाहरणं वाक्यानि वदति वा अत्र पठति वा.
बालकः पाठं पठति. बालिका मालां रचयति. सः फलं खादति.
समीचीनम्. अत्र बालकः पाठं पठति. कर्तृपदं किम्?
बालकः.
विभक्ति का
पठति
न न विभक् बालकः इति पदस्य विभक्ति का
प्रथमाविभक्ति
समीचीनं बालकः किं करोति
पाठं पठति
समीचीनं अत्र कर्मपदं किं
पाठं
पाठं विभक्ति का
द्वितीया विभक्ति
द्वितीया विभक्ति समीचीनं बालकः किं करोति
बालकः पठति
समीचीनं इदानीं शीला भगिनी अत्र बालिका मालां रचयति तत्र कर्तृपदं किं
कर्तृपदं बालिका
हा समीचीनं बालिका इति पदं का विभक्ति प्रथमाविभक्ति एकवचनं समीचीनम् अत्र बालिका किं करोति
मालां रचयति
मालां रचयति अत्र कर्मपदं किं
मालां रचयति क्रियापदं
क्रियापदम् समीचीनम् मालाम् इति पदस्य विभक्ति का
द्वितीयाविभक्ति
द्वितीयाविभक्ति समीचीनं प्रथमाविभक्तिरूपं किं
मालामिति
पदस्य माला समीचीनम् आकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गम् अनन्तरं लक्ष्मी भगिनी तत्र सः फलं खादति इति अस्ति कः फलं खादति
सः फलं खादति
समीचीनं कर्तृपदं किं
सः
समीचीनं सः किं किं करोति
फलं खादति
फलं खादति फलम् इति
फलम् पुंसकलिङ्गं द्वितीयविभक्ति द्वितीयविभक्ति नपुंसकलिङ्गं फलं
समीचीनं समीचीनं अस्तु अत्र नपुंसकलिङ्गे रूपभेदः नास्ति प्रथमाविभक्ति द्वितीयाविभक्ति समानं नपुंसकलिङ्गे एव अत्र प्रथमवाक्ये कर्मपदं पुल्लिङ्गे अस्ति पाठं पाठः पाठम् अत्र बालकः पाठं पठति तत्र कर्मपदं पुल्लिङ्गः द्वितीयाविभक्ति रूपं पाठं प्रथमाविभक्ति पाठः अन्ते बालिका मालां रचयति अत्र स्त्रीलिङ्गम् अस्ति आकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गम् प्रथमाविभक्ति माला द्वितीयाविभक्ति माला अनन्तरं सः फलं खादति तत्र नपुंसकलिङ्गं भेदः नास्ति फलं फलं द्वितीयाविभक्ति प्रथमाविभक्ति रूपं समानं अनन्तरं प्रिया भगिनी भवती अत्र अभ्यासः अत्र इति वाक्यं
हा भगिनि अभ्यासः आवरणे स्थितानां शब्दानाम् उचितानि रूपाणि रिक्ते स्थले लिखत
समीचीनम् अत्र किम् अस्ति आवरणे स्थितानां शब्दानां in the word that is in the brackets using the word that is in the bracket uchitani rupani the appropriate the correct word or the correct form rikte stale likata write it in the blank so udaharanam asti priya bhagini bhavati eva udaharanam api patati
हा भगिनि उदाहरणं सः प्रतिदिनं ग्रन्थः पठति ग्रन्थः पठति सः प्रतिदिनं ग्रन्थं पठति
प्रथमवाक्यं तत्र किं दत्तमस्ति वयं तत् उपयुज्य सः प्रतिदिनं ग्रन्थं पठति इति रचयामः ग्रन्थम् अत्र कर्मपदं किं ग्रन्थं कर्मपदम् अस्तु नितिन् महोदय भवान् प्रथमवाक्यं करोति वा
कर्मकरः वृक्षाः सिञ्चति कर्मकरं वृक्षं सिञ्चति
वृक्षः तत्र पुल्लिङ्गपदम् एकवचनं तस्य द्वितीयविभक्ति वृक्षम् अतः कर्मकरः वृक्षं सिञ्चति बहुवचनं किम् अत्र कर्मकराः वृक्षं किं भवति सिञ्चन्ति कर्मकरः वृक्षं सिञ्चति कर्मकराः वृक्षं सिञ्चन्ति अहम् उपयुज्य करोतु महोदय अहं
वृक्षं सिञ्चति
सिञ्चामि अस्तु
सो इफ् इट् इस् प्लूरल् फार् द ट्रीस् कर्मकरः वृक्षाः सिञ्चति
नो न न वि हावन्ट् डन् दट् इफ् यु व्हेन् आफ्टर् दिस् वि विल् डू दट्
ओके सॉरी
थैंक यू बहुवचनं आल्सो वि विल् डू सो वि आर् ओन्ली डूइंग हियर् वि आर् ओन्ली चेंजिंग द कर्तृपदम् एण्ड् क्रियापदम् इन्टु बहुवचनम् later we will do karma padam also in bahuvachanam good question Mahodaya next chitra bhagini bhavati ditiya vakyam karoti va
yeah sajjanah dharmam palayati
sajjanah dharmam palayati karma padam kem
कर्मपदम् इस् धर्मं
धर्मं समीचीनं बहुवचने किं
सज्जनाः धर्मं पालयन्ति
समीचीनं
अहं धर्मं पालयामि
समीचीनं
वयं धर्मं पालयते
पालयामः समीचीनम् इदानीं नीना भगिनी तृतीयं वाक्यम्
अहं शब्दं शृणोमि
समीचीनम् कर्मपदं किं
शब्दं
समीचीनम् वयम् उपयुज्य
वयं शब्दं शृणुमः
समीचीनं
सः शब्दं शृणोति
ते
शब्दं शृण्वन्ति
शृण्वन्ति समीचीनम् अस्तु इदानीं नागेन्द्रमहोदय
सा इतिहासं स्मरति
कर्मपदं सा इतिहासं स्मरति कर्मपदं किम्
इतिहासं
समीचीनं बहुवचने किं
ते इतिहासं स्मरन्ति
न सा इति पदस्य
इतिहासं स्मरन्ति
ताः इतिहासं
स्मरन्ति
अहम्
अहम् इतिहासं स्मरोमि
स्मरामि
स्मरामि
वयं
वयम् इतिहासं स्मरामः
समीचीनम् अस्तु अनन्तरं बृन्दा भगिनी
ते विद्यालयं गच्छन्ति
समीचीनं कर्तृपदं किं
ते
वचनं
बहुवचनं
बहुवचनं समीचीनम् एकवचने किं भवति
सः
सः
एष
सः
सः
सः उपयुज्य वाक्यं करोतु
सः विद्यालयं गच्छति
समीचीनं अहम्
अहं विद्यालयं गच्छामि
वयं
वयं विद्यालयः विद्यालयं गच्छामः
समीचीनं अनन्तरं शीला भगिनी
सेविका आपणं गच्छति
सेविका आपणं गच्छति इदानीं बहुवचने
सेविकाः आपणं गच्छन्ति
समीचीनम् अहम्
अहम् आपणं गच्छामि
समीचीनं वयं
वयम् आपणं गच्छामः
समीचीनं गच्छामः वयम् आपणं गच्छामः समीचीनम् अनन्तरं लक्ष्मी भगिनी
आम् स्वामिने सेविकाम् आह्वयति स्वामिने सेविकाम् आह्वयति
स्वामिनी सेविकाम् आह्वयति अत्र आपणः आसीत् लिङ्गं किं तस्य लिङ्गं किम् आपणः
आपणः इति पुल्लिङ्गम्
इदानीं सेविका
सेविका स्त्रीलिङ्गम् एकवचनम्
इदानीं बहुवचने
सेविकाः
न
स्वामिन्यः सेविका आह्वयति
सेविकाम् स्वामिन्यः
स्वामिन्यः
आह्वयन्ति
आह्वयन्ति
समीचीनं स्वामिनी स्वामिन्यः
स्वामिन्यः
आह्वयति
आह्वयन्ति
समीचीनम् अहम्
अहं सेविका आह्वयामि
समीचीनं वयं
वयं सेविकाम् आह्वयामः आह्वयामः
समीचीनम् इदानीं प्रिया भगिनी
जनकः पत्रिकां पठति
समीचीनं पत्रिका इति पदस्य लिङ्गं किं
स्त्रीलिङ्गं भगिनि
स्त्रीलिङ्गम् आकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गम्
आकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गं
समीचीनम् इदानीं बहुवचनं
जनकाः पत्रिकां पठन्ति
पठन्ति समीचीनम् अहम्
अहं पत्रिकां पठामि
वयं
वयं पत्रिकां पठामः
समीचीनम् अनन्तरं राधा भगिनी
बालकः जननी नमस्करोति बालकः जननीं नमस्करोति
समीचीनं बहुवचने
बालकाः जननीं नमस्करोन्ति
नमस्कुर्वन्ति
नमस्कुर्वन्ति
करोति कुर्वन्ति नमस्करोति नमस्कुर्वन्ति बालकाः जननीं नमस्कुर्वन्ति
बालकाः जननीं नमस्करोति बालकाः जननीं नमस्कुर्वन्ति
समीचीनम् इदानीम्
अहं जननीं नमस्करोमि
नमस्करोमि समीचीनं वयं
जननीं नमस्करामः
नमस्कुर्मः
वयं जननीं नमस्कुर्मः
समीचीनम् अनन्तरं नितिन् महोदय
माता पुत्रीं बोधयति
समीचीनम् इदानीम् अहम्
अहं पुत्रीं बोधयामि
पुत्रीं बोधयामि वयं
पुत्रीं बोधयामः
वयं पुत्रीं
बोधयामः
समीचीनम् इदानीं चित्रा भगिनी भवती एकं वाक्यं पठति वा एकमेव वाक्यं
रामः पाठं पठित्वा निद्रां करोति
एतानि वाक्यानि पठत रामः पाठं
पठित्वा
निद्रां
करोति
अद्य प्रथमतया किं करोति रामः किं करोति
पाठं
पठति
पाठं पठति
अनन्तरं
अनन्तरं निद्रां करोति
वाक्यद्वयमस्ति रामः पाठं पठति रामः निद्रां करोति मिलित्वा रामः पाठं पठित्वा निद्रां करोति समीचीनम् इदानीं मीना भगिनी भवती द्वितीयं वाक्यमेव पठति वा
आम् बालकः हस्तं प्रक्षाल्य भोजनं करोति
समीचीनम् अत्र प्रथमं किं करोति
प्रथमं बालकः हस्तं प्रक्षालयति अनन्तरं भोजनं करोति
मिलित्वा बालकः हस्तं प्रक्षाल्य भोजनं करोति तत्र अनन्तरं नागेन्द्रमहोदय
छात्राः पाठं पठितुं विद्यालयं गच्छन्ति छात्रां पाठं पठन्ति
छात्राः
पाठं पठन्ति छात्राः विद्यालयं गच्छन्ति मिलित्वा छात्रां पाठं पठितुं विद्यालयं गच्छन्ति
छात्राः पाठं पठितुं विद्यालयं गच्छन्ति तत्र प्रथमः किं भवति
पाठं पठन्ति
न विद्यालयं गच्छन्ति
छात्राः पाठं पठितुं
अतः विद्यालयं गच्छन्ति छात्राः विद्यालयं गच्छन्ति अनन्तरं पाठं पठन्ति छात्राः किमर्थं विद्यालयं गच्छन्ति छात्राः पाठं पठितुं विद्यालयं गच्छन्ति अनन्तरं शीला भगिनी
बालिका पाठं पठन्ति एव निद्रां कृतवती
अद्य अत्र पठन्ति इति किम् अस्ति अत्र
girl is reading
but kriyapadam here patanti it's not kriyapadam
it's a bahuvachan
no it's means
oh sorry it's ekvachan patanti
while reading is it
yes so two actions are happening at once here so while she is reading she goes to sleep so
okay.
patanti is not a kriyapadam kriyapadam kim
kritavati
yeah
nidram kritavati
kritavati is a kriyapadam
yes So here patanti is not a kriyapadam.
But isn't it the same thing? Balika is singular? Ekvachanam?
Yes.
Yes.
Patanti is, the word we are using is plural because there are two actions?
No. It's, so that is not kriyapadam. So, So,
an adverb? What is this adverb?
So,
so
balika patam
patati.
So patati is the kriya of So patanti is not a kriyapadam.
Patati is the kriyapadam. Patanti is not kriyapadam.
Yes. How do we know that?
Because balika is ekavachanam. And still we are using something that looks like bahuvachanam.
Bahuvachanam.
But that is not bahuvachanam.
It is not. And another thing is... So, if you look at the sentence below, right, we already looked at Swantam, the Lyapya and Tumun. So, this is Shastrantam, is it? Is that what this is?
So if it was a Kriyapadam, it would be Patati. And if it was in Bahuvachanam, it would be Patanti, not Patanti.
Yeah. Patanti, yeah.
So, balikah patam patanti, but balikah patam patanti eva nidram kritavati. So, patanti is a kriyapadam, shrisva ikaraha, patanti dirga ikaraha is not a kriyapadam. It's a noun, it is a nama padam.
Oh.
We'll learn about this later. Bhagani, but please know it's not a Kriyapadam.
Okay, Bhagani, Kritavati is your form.
Ask again, we didn't understand Nagendra Mahoday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kritavati is what form? It is not Karoti. We did not say Karoti. It is...
Yes, past tense.
Past tense,
past
correct?
Tense.
Hmm.
Yes.
And
so, I'm about to ask that question. So, this can only be used with past tense, is it, Bhagini?
No.
Okay.
You can also say, Balika patam patanti eva nidram karoti.
Karoti, okay.
Thank you.
Or, Balika patam patanti eva nidram karishyati.
Okay.
So, we'll do more of this later. So, the first sentence ramah patam patitva nidram karoti patitva that is twantam
Gontam, yeah.
Next, Balakah hastam prakshalya bhojanam karoti. Prakshalya, here is Vyabantam. Vyapratyayah. We did Tva and Vyapre.
Yeah,
so, Tvantam
yeah.
and Vyabantam. Next, Chatrah patam patitum. That is Tumunantam. Vidyalam kachanti. And then balika patam patanti eva nidram karot kritavati patanti is shatrantam. So we'll do more of this later.
Bhagini, can you please repeat about that being a noun? I didn't yes. quite understand it.
Yes. So we said patanti with the Dirga Akaraha is not a Kriya. With Dirga Ikaraha is not a Kriyapadam, but Patanti with the Rasu Ikaraha is Kriyapadam.
Okay.
We know this is Patanti is Kriyapadam because Patanti, its Bahuvachanam is Patanti. But this is different.
Okay.
It has a Dirga Ikara. We will learn about this later. Yes, Bhagini?
So, what are these forms, Katvantaha? We have learned this, but in what category would they fall in as? Do they indicate different meanings of each sentences in the way they have been used?
No, they also go in Namapada.
No, okay.
And you're called as Pratyayaha. They're like adjectives.
So, Bhagini?
Yes, Bhagini.
Patati would be the Kriyapadam, but Patanti would be the Hraswa, noun Hraswa, right? That's what you're saying, right? Did I understand?
So, if you have Balika Patati, okay, so that is Balika Patati, that is Hrasva Ikaraha, that is Hrasva Ikaraha, then Balikaha Patanti, that is two Hrasva Ikaraha, but it's Bahuvachanam. Now, Balika Patam Patanti, you have that, Patanti, that is Dirga Ikaraha, that is different. It's a nama padam.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So two things are happening at once. She's reading. So balika patam patanti patati. Balika patam patati. First action.
Mm-hmm.
Balika
nidram karoti.
Karoti. Or kritavati.
Okay.
So two actions. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to put it, they're happening at the same time. So, mm-hmm. Balika patam patanti eva nidram kritavati. If it happened at different times, then we would use the first, like Balika patam patitva eva nidram kritavati. But now it's happening at the same time. She's reading and she's falling asleep. Or she's fell asleep.
Okay, a quick question. Actually, two questions. So, why Eva? Eva is...
It's emphasis. It's only emphasis.
Okay.
You don't need it. Balika patam patanti nidram kritavati.
Patanti nidram kritavati. Okay. And the second thing is, why are we discussing this in Dvitiya Vibhakti? What is the significance of this in Dvitiya Vibhakti?
No, we're saying you can use karma padam in all of these. There are two karma padams here. There's Ramaha patam patitva nidram. So patam and nidram. Patam patati. Patam is karma padam for patati, and nidram is karma padam for karoti.
Right.
And then hastam for prakshalayati, bhojanam for karoti, and patam for patati, vidyalayam for gacchanti, like that.
Okay.
So we have two karma padams in a sentence.
Okay.
In these sentences.
Yeah.
But they're different verbs in the they're different in the middle. There's pati, there's tvantam, yavantam, tumunantam and chatrantam. There's only one kriya padam, but there's two karma padams.
Okay.
Bhagini. So patitva, prakshalaya, patitum and patanti are nama padam and not as used as verbs here, right?
So patanti is a nama padam.
No, the rest are verbs.
No, so patanti is nama padam, but the other ones are also nama padams, but they're avyayams.
Okay.
They don't change in lingam or vachanam, but patanti changes. We will see that later. Okay, so eteshu vakeshu chaturasra chihnena chinhena kramashah tvantam niyapantam tumunantam chatram cha padam suchitam. So they have put in the box, and they have put a verb in tvantam, niyapantam, tumunantam and chatrantam. Tebhyah puram stitani karma padani adhorekhaya suchitani. The karma padam before them have been underlined. Tesham api dvitiya bhavati ityetam amsham parishilayata. Tesham api, so they also have dvitiya vibhakti. Okay, so
I mean, if we practice more, maybe we will understand.
Yeah. Even though tvantam, labantam, tumunantam, etc. are not verbs in the sentence, there are like, they're like forms of verbs. They're not verbs, but they're forms of verbs. So, patati. So karoti, these are the actual verbs. These are actually forms of the verbs. But that becomes, but they still have karma padam. That's why we have underlined them. That's why they have underlined them. So now we will do the exercise. So, Sheila Bhagini, can you read the first sentence?
Bhavati visayaha gyatva agre patatu. Bhavati visayam gyatva agre patatu.
So, bhavati visayam gyatva agre patatu.
Mm-hmm.
So, gyatva, what form is it?
Tvantarupam?
Tvantam. Samikam.
Tvantam.
Now, patatu, what lakaraha is it in?
Patatu. I don't know.
Lot
lakaraha. Agya vata, like, mm-hmm. You do this?
So, patatu is agnya prarthana. Lot lakara. Okay. Next, Lakshmi Bhagini.
Chatraha
प्रश्नः पृष्टा विषयं जानन्ति छात्राः प्रश्नं पृष्टा विषयं जानन्ति छात्राः प्रश्नं पृष्टा
पृष्ट्वा
पृष्ट्वा विषयं जानन्ति
समीचीनम् अनन्तरं प्रिया भगिनी
बालिका लेखनी पातयित्वा रोदनं कृतवती बालिका लेखनीं पातयित्वा रोदनं कृतवती
समीचीनम्
What is the meaning of that sentence, Bhagini? Sorry.
What, Bhagini?
What is the meaning of the sentence, Bhagini? Patayitva rodanam.
Oh, so it means balika lekanim patayitva. So patayitva means having dropped. So having dropped the lekani, she cried.
Rodanam krutavati. Oh, okay, okay. Okay, got it, Bhagini. Thank you.
Okay. Next, Radha Bhagini.
Te patrika patitva vishayam jananti. Te patrikam patitva vishayam jananti. They read the newspaper and get the information.
Yes. Samichin. एकवचने किं भवति सः
सः पत्रिकां
पठित्वा
विषयं जानाति
जानाति
समीचीनं बृन्दा भगिनी
माता पाकः समाप्य सखीगृहं गतवती माता पाकं समाप्य सखीगृहं गतवती
समीचीनम्
अहं पाकं समाप्य सखीगृहं
गतवती अनन्तरं वयं
पाकं समाप्य सखीगृहं गतवन्तः
समीचीनम् अनन्तरं नितिन् महोदय
भवान् सदा सज्जनाना व्यवहारः अनुसृत्य गच्छतु भवान् सदा सज्जनानां व्यवहारम् अनुसृत्य गच्छतु
समीचीनं भवान् सदा सज्जनानां व्यवहारम् अनुसृत्य गच्छतु
समीचीनम् किं प्रत्ययः अनुसृत्य
अनुसृत्य ल्यबन्तम् अनन्तरं शीला भगिनी
देवीं नमस्कृत्य विद्यालयं गच्छति
देवीं नमस्कृत्य विद्यालयं गच्छति बहुवचने
ताः देवीं नमस्कृत्य विद्यालयं गच्छन्ति
ते देवीं नमस्कृत्य विद्यालयं गच्छन्ति ते देवीं नमस्कृत्य विद्यालयं गच्छन्ति नेक्स्ट् लक्ष्मी भगिनी
भगिनी शाटिकां प्रक्षाल्य आतपे प्रसारितवती भगिनी शाटिकां प्रक्षाल्य आतपे प्रसारितवती
समीचीनम् अनन्तरं प्रिया भगिनी
भगिनि अभ्यासः कर्तुं मम समयः नास्ति अभ्यासं कर्तुं मम समयः नास्ति
समीचीनम् अभ्यासं कर्तुं मम समयः नास्ति
भगिनि the meaning because it is my time nasti is signifying sah
aham right it's
can you repeat your question mohodya
because it is nasti and it is not me form it is sah form it is third person form
no it's mama samayah nasti it's aham
aham Okay.
Yeah, you can't say nasmi. In this case,
yes.
It doesn't work like that.
Samayaha nasti. Mama, so samayaha nasti. Mama samayaha nasti. Abhyasaha kartum mama samayaha nasti. So nasti is...
Samaya.
So you're saying I don't have any time.
So it's signifying the time.
Yes. So you're saying I don't have any time. I don't have time.
Okay.
So the aham is implied there. Aham abhyasam kartum.
No, there's no aham, right? Mama is already there. So yeah. Abhyasam kartum, mama samayaha nasti.
But to do
the
work...
The mama is the time. Aham part. That's the kartrupadam.
If you want to say aham, well, you can't say aham and mama right here.
If I were to rewrite it with aham, how would I do it? Aham abhyasam kartum samayam nasti?
Samayah nasti.
Aham abhyasam kartum samayah nasti. You don't say abhyasam kartum mama samayah nasti. Aham abhyasam kartum mama samayah nasti, you won't say.
Okay.
Also, and then Maktaha, that one, Brinda Bhagini.
Bhaktam Anugrahitum Devaha Bhulokam Agatvan.
Bhulokam Agatvan. Samichinam. Anantaram, Nitin Mohodya.
अङ्कनि केतृ च आपणं गतवती अङ्कनिं केतृं च आपणं गतवती
क्रेतुं
च आपणं गतवती
सो फॉर buying ankan I went to
sa not I she went
she
yes she
okay
aham apanam gacham
no, but this is past tense correct
okay so ankanim kretum सा आपणं गतवती
भगिनी फार् मी इट् विल् बि अङ्कनी क्रेतुम् अहम् आपणं गतवती
अहम् अङ्कनीं क्रेतुम् आपणं गतवती
आपणं
इफ् इट् इस् मास्कुलिन् गतवान्
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Bhagini, what is the meaning of eighth sentence? Bhagini shatikam prakshalyam atapai prasaritvati.
भगिनी शाटिकां प्रक्षाल्य आतपे प्रसारितवती.
What is the meaning?
So she she spread out the sari in the sun, sunshine.
She washes it and spreads
it. Okay. Artape means after that?
Heat. Sun. Sun.
Sun heat.
Yes. Okay. Next. Chitra Bhagini.
Yeah. Saha Mitrasya Tippanim Svikartum Tasya Graham Gatavan.
Samichin.
Tippanim.
Idanim Aham Iti Upayuchya.
अहं मित्रस्य टिप्पणीं स्वीकर्तुं तस्य गृहं गतवान् गतवती गतवती गतवती
गतवती अनन्तरं नागेन्द्रमहोदय
भगिनी अयन्द्रिकां
या ऐ वास् सेविङ्ग् यू फार् वन् वर्ड् वन्
अदर्
वन् नागेन्द्रमहोदय
शिशुः अम्बा स्मरण रोदनं कृतवान् शिशु अम्बां स्मरण रोदनं कृतवान्
शिशुः अम्बां स्मरन् रोदनं कृतवान्
शिशुः अम्बां स्मरणं रोदनं कृतवान्
नेक्स्ट् शीला भगिनी
सारि भगिनी सो स्मरन् इस् शत्रन्तम् इति
यस् शीला भगिनी
भक्तः मन्त्रं पठन् पूजां करोति
मन्त्रं पठन् पूजां करोति समीचीनं लक्ष्मी भगिनी अनन्तरं
भगिनी दिस् पठन् आल्सो वाट् फार्म् इस् पठन्
शत्रन्तं
शत्रन्तं
कृषिकः ओके कृषिकः कृषिः कुर्वन् जीवति सो कृषिकः कृषिं कुर्वन् जीवति
जीवति समीचीनं नेक्स्ट् बृन्दा भगिनी
बालकाः विद्यालयं गच्छन्तः पाठं स्मरन्ति
यस् ओके मीना भगिनी
भगिनी वन् क्वश्चन् वाट् इस् द मीनिङ्ग् आफ् द 15th सेण्टेन्स् कृषिकः कृषिं कुर्वन् जीवति
सो
द फार्मर्स्
बै फार्मर्स्
Okay.
Thank you.
So here, Neena Bhagini, Aapanikaha, so now we have Bahuvachanam.
Oh.
So we have Grahakaha. If we have Ramaha, Dityai Bhakti will be Ramam.
Ramam.
Raman. Raman.
Raman. Okay.
So
Grahakan.
Grahakan.
Yes, Grahakan.
Okay. Aapanikaha Grahakan Drushtva Santosham Anubhavati. The shopkeeper felt happy seeing the customers.
Yes. Aham Upayuchya?
Aham Grahakan Drushtva Santosham Anubhavami.
Samichina. Bhavan?
भवान् ग्राहकान् दृष्ट्वा सन्तोषम् अनुभवति वयं ग्राहकान् दृष्ट्वा सन्तोषम् अनुभवामः
समीचीनम् अनन्तरं प्रिया भगिनी
पितामह देवां पूजयित्वा देवान् पूजयित्वा भोजनं करोति.
भोजनं करोति, समीचीनम्. अनन्त अत्र भवान् इति उपयुज्य
भवान् देवान् पूजयित्वा पूजां करोतु.
न, भवान् देवान् पूजयित्वा भोजनं करोति.
करोति, ओके, करोति.
नेक्स्ट् राधा भगिनी.
तण्डुलायां क्रेतुं सः आपणं गच्छति.
समीचीनम्. अनन्तरं वृन्दा भगिनी.
सः जनाम् आहूय नीतिं बोधयति. जनान् आहूय नीतिं बोधयति.
What is the meaning of tandulam? Tandulam?
Rice.
Rice, okay. Thank you. Tandulam.
Next, Chitra Bhagini.
Saha janam ahuya nikim bodhayati. Janan.
Janan.
The janaha. So, janan.
Yes.
Na.
Yeah. Next one, chatraha also, Bhagini.
Chatraha. छात्रान् बोधयन् अध्यापकः तृप्तिं प्राप्नोति. छात्रान् बोधयन् अध्यापकः तृप्तिं प्राप्नोति.
सारी भगिनी, क्विक् क्वश्चन् इन् 16, वाट् इस् गच्छन्तः? I mean, see, that doesn't fall in any of these. It's not, I mean, it is not like, looks like Swantam, Lyabhantam, Tumunnantam or Shatrantam. What is that one? Is it Bahuvachanam Shatrantam?
I thought it was just Bahuvachanam Kriyapadam for Balakaha, right?
Gachantaha, we've not learnt it. Is it just regular? Like Gachanti, Gachati. So if it was plural, I would have expected Gachanti.
Gachanti, yes.
But that's not there. Gachanti. So I thought it was maybe Shatrantam. But yes, the previous Shatrantam we saw was more like...
No, it's for Pullingam, it is the plural, right?
No, so... who is saying what? I'm getting confused.
Sorry, yeah, so, go ahead.
So, go ahead. First, can you ask the question?
The in sentence number 16, Gachantaha, what pratyaya is it? If it is Shatrantam, is it the Shatrantam pratyaya for Bahuvachanam?
Gachantaha is Shatrantam Bahuvachanam.
Okay.
Pullinge, yep. Pullinge.
Okay. Thank you, question is answered.
Okay, so now we are at Adya. So,
now. No, 22. We are on Pitamahi.
Oh, yeah, okay. Chila Bhagini?
Pitamahi Katham Uktva Balan Sosayati.
Samichina. Anantaram. लक्ष्मी भगिनी.
अच्छ पाठान् पठितुं मम उत्साहः अस्ति.
समीचीनम्. अनन्तरं वृन्दा भगिनी.
अद्य पाठान् पठितुं मम उत्साहः नास्ति.
That's what we did now, Bhagini. The next one.
Sorry. गृहस्वामी बान्धवान् सम्प्रेष्य गृहं प्रत्यागतवान्.
नेक्स्ट् राधा भगिनी
पत्रिकान् पठितुं सः ग्रन्थालयं गतवान्
ग्रन्थालयं गतवान् समीचीनम्
What is the meaning of the 24th this thing? Sentence 24.
Krihaswami bandavan sampreshya kriham pratya gatavan. That sentence, Bhagini?
Yes. The house owner?
Relative.
So, Bhagavan... Bandavaha is relative.
Relatives. So,
does anybody want to guess?
Gruham Pratyagatavan is he came back home. So yes. He either sent off the relatives or met the relatives and then came
met
back.
Met the relatives and came back home.
Yes. The
fresh means that he met.
He met them and came back.
Met him and came back.
Came back.
Okay. So here,
I have a question, Bhagini.
Yes, Bhagini.
On the answer sheet of this book for number 22, it says katha only, not katha.
I don't think we have to look at the answer, but I'll just look. So which one, Bhagini? For 25?
22. Pitamahi, is it Kathan or Katha?
22. Yep. Okay, one minute, Bhagini. I'll look. This is the second exercise.
Kathaha.
Yeah, here also in the book I see Kathaha.
Should be Katham, right?
Yes, Kathan is the correct form.
Okay.
And it That's says, I see Patrikaha also, it says Patrikaha.
Yeah, yeah.
The last sentence.
Patrikan,
yes.
No?
Yes. So those are incorrect, right?
Yes, Bhagini, I'll just see.
Srilingam, Bhagini, if it is the Srilingam, it would be Katha, right? If it is the Srilingam.
No, Bhagini, see if you have Lata, it would be Latam.
Lataha. Lataha.
Lataha. Latan.
Yeah, for no, Chatra, it's Chatran, so...
No, Chatran, so that is not a mistake because... Oh, I forgot, so sorry. It is Kataha is given, sorry. It's a Srilingam.
I
accidentally thought it was a Pullingam, sorry. So Kataha, supposed to be, it stays the same. So Kataha, Srilingam, Bahuvacham, it stays the same.
Same, yeah. The Chatra could be Chatra.
So Chatraha in Pratamaya Bhakti Bahuvachanam will stay the same in Tritiya Bhakti Bahuvachanam. Chatraha.
Chatraha.
So Patrikaha and Kataha are actually correct.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pullingam. Okay.
So it's not Patrikan, it's Patrika as it is.
Yes, Patrika is the Srilingam form. So Patrikaha it will stay.
Yeah.
Bhagini, so it applies to all plural female form?
No, Mahodaya. So if you see, I'll tell you, Akaranta Srilingam, I'll take Lata. So in Pratamaya Bhakti, it will be Lata.
Mm-hmm.
Ekavachanam. Dvitiya Bhakti, Latam. Pratamaya Bhakti, Bahuvachanam will be Lataha. Dvitiya Bhakti, Bahuvachanam will also be Lataha. But if you... but in E Karanta Srilingam, we'll have Nadi, Pratamaya Bhakti Ekavachanam, Dvitiya Bhakti Nadim, and then Pratamaya Bhakti Bahuvachanam Nadyaha, Dvitiya Bhakti Bahuvachanam is Nadihi.
Okay.
Little complicated.
We'll get used to it if you do the exercises. So, okay, so I'll go over. Dvitiya Bhakti Akaranta Pullingaha. devam devan akarant napumsakalingah vanam vanani then akarant strilingah latam lataah ikarant strilingah nadim nadihi. You'll get used to it. Okay.
So only the akaranta strilingam and napunsakalingam remain the same in bahuvachanam.
Yes.
But the ikaranta strilingam and akaranta pullingam, they change.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, got it. Yes.
Okay. So now we'll go on. So here there are 8 sentences. So first one, saha patam patati. Here it is in present tense, vartamana kalaha. Anantaram, saha patam patitavan. Past tense, bhutakalaha. Saham patam patishyati. Future tense,
bhavishyat kalaha.
Saha patam patatu.
Lotlakar.
Saha patam patitva griham gatavan.
Quantum, having read.
Saha patam apatitum pustakam svikritavan.
Tumun.
Saha patam vilikya griham gatavan.
Quantum.
So when does we have Lyabantam? We have Lyabantam when we have a prefix.
Oh. Okay.
So Gachati, you have Gatva, that is Twantam. Then you have Agachati, that will become Agatya, it will have Lyab.
Yeah.
Because A is a prefix there for Gachati. A Gachati.
Yeah.
A Gatya. So there, Likitva, so Vilikya. So Vilikati is a verb. So Vilikya. Because it has a prefix. And then Chatrantam, Saha Patam Patan Dram Kritavan. So now we will have the sexes. Yes, Mahadeva.
I am looking at your link which you sent for the vibhaktis. So you will be able to add plural form for the Dvitiya Vibhakti?
Yes, Mahadeva. I'll update that too. I didn't update it.
No, that's fine.
After this class, I'll update it.
I'll work with that. And the other thing is, now the saha patam, the last sentence, saha patam, Patan Nidram Krutvan. If that Saha was Sa, would the Patan remain the Patan?
No. Let me go up here. I said Patanti, that is
impermanent.
All of these are in Nama Padam, but this, all these Patitum Prakshalya Patitva, those are Avyayam. Avyaya means they don't change in Vachanam nor in Lingam. But if you see here, it will say Patan and there is Patanti.
Correct.
So that is in Strilingam, this is in Pulingam. So it does change, Mahodaya. It changes in, so if you see here, we had Gachantaha, that was Shatrantam Bahuvachanam.
Correct.
So it changes in Lingam and Vachanam.
Okay.
So we haven't really done that yet.
Okay, but it changes.
Yes.
Thanks.
So for that, we're not really going to learn that. So when we're going to make the sentences in this exercise, I'll give you the rupam and you can make the sentence.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So, here, whatever order they have given in the before page, if you can't read both, I can tell you the order. Because I don't think you can look back and say. But anyways, So the first, they have given Kavihi Shlokam Likati. That was the Vartamana Kalaha. Present tense, we said. So, next one will be past tense. So, Chittakarini.
Wait a minute, let me just go back here. Kavihi Shlokam Likitavan.
Likitavan. Samichina. Next, Neena Bhagini. Third one, that will be future tense.
Kavihi Shlokam Lekishyati.
Kavihi Shlokam Lekishyati. Next one will be Agnya Prasthana form, Nagendra Mahodhya.
Kavihi Shlokam Likhatu.
Samichina. Next will be Twantam. Sheila Bhagini.
Kavihi Patham. Sorry. Kavihi Slokam Patitwa.
No, what
I'm sorry. Kavihi Slokam
Likitwa.
Likitwa. Pachati.
Likitwa. Oh, Nidram Karoti Gachati. Whatever you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next one. That will be Tumun Nantam, Lakshmi Bhagini.
Okay. Kavihi Slokam. Which one I'm doing? Tumantam? Okay. Kavihi Slokam Likitum. Slokam Likitum Nitra Karoti. Nitra.
Nidram karoti. Or pustakam patitavan, anything.
Yes.
Next, Priya Bhagini. So now it is liyap. I'll give you the verb. We had done it here. We said vilikya. That is what we're going to use here. So use vilikya.
Okay. Kavihi slokam vilikya.
Devalayam
gachati.
Samichinam. Anantaram Radha Bhagini Shatrantam. So Shatrantam Rupam will be Likhan.
Bhagini, what does the word Vilakya mean? Vilakya mean?
It means Likitva.
Kavihi Shlokam Likhan Bhojanam Karoti.
Bhojanam Karoti. So, is everybody comfortable with this exercise here? Okay. So, we'll also do this one. Same things. I'll tell which one. Okay, so, Radha Bhagini, do you want to start? It's Vartamana Kalam. Do you want to read the sentence and then I'll say the Bhuta Kalam?
Sure. Balakaha Lekani Krinati. Balakaha Lekani Kritavan.
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 Kritavan is he did. Kritavan is he bought.
Yes. Balakaha Lekani Kritavan.
Samichinam.
Lekani.
Yes, Lekaneem. Anantaram Chitra Bhagini.
Palakaha Lekaneem. Krish.
Krish.
Krunati.
Krishyati.
Krishyati. Krishyati, okay. Balakam, Balakaha Lekanim Kreshyati.
Yes, Balakaha Lekanim Kreshyati. Asto. Anantaram Nagendra Mahodhya.
I think I'm getting one more time the load lakar.
Okay, no, then I'll change. Sheila Bhagini.
No change means what? Kridatu is right? You said no change for third one?
Fourth one. No. Okay. So I know. Nagendra Mohodia, in the last one, he got Lot Lakaram, so I changed it to you, so you have to do Lot Lakaram.
Oh, okay. Balakaha, Lekhanin, Kridatu?
अस्तु अनन्तरं नागेन्द्र महोदय इदानीं कृत्वा
बालकः लेखनी गृहं गच्छति
समीचीनम् अनन्तरं लक्ष्मी भगिनी
लेखनीं क्रेतुं गृहं गच्छति
आपणं
गच्छति क्रेतुं
ओके सो नेक्स्ट वन् We'll do Balakaha Lekhanim Vikriya, that will be the Lyap form, Vikriya. Radha Bhagini.
Balakaha Lekhanim Vikriya Apanam Gacchati.
Can you repeat your sentence, Bhagini?
Balakaha Lekhani Vikriya I said Apanam Gacchati, no? Gatavan.
Okay, so good, Bhagini. Next, Brinda Bhagini.
Can you tell the sentence meaning, Bhagini?
So balakah lekanim vikriya
so it's to sell
Radha Bhagini would you like to repeat your sentence
balakah lekanim vikriya apanam gacchati
yes सो बालकः लेखनीं विक्रीय आपणं गच्छति
सो दट् मीन्स् बोय् वन्ट् टु बै द पेन्
नो नो विक्रीय स्टिल् मीन्स् बै
ओ
विक्रीय आपणं गच्छति टु बै द पेन् द बाय् गोस् टु द स्टोर्
ओके
Wait, one minute. Vikriya...
Vikrayanam means to sell.
Yes, I think I mixed something up, sorry. So, Vikrinati is seller. Having sold, I think, yes, Vikriya, I'll just check. Or anybody can check on Svokam Sanskrit. Vikrinati okay
Bhagini that so what is the purpose of this trying to do v
so we want a lyabantam oh yes it's sell it means to sell so
to sell
so I don't think I know a lyab form then because vikrinati that's the one that has the prefix so then we'll just do sell and then we'll just do some lyap form so
you can use kriya for it as the form to buy
no so you always need a prefix Bhagini to use lyap so when we put the prefix you get vikriya that means to sell So you don't have the same meaning. Like if you have gachati and then you have agachati, like that.
Okay, Vikriya Amazon gachati. Be a seller on Amazon.
Okay, anyways. So are there any questions?
Can you say one more time what you said prefix for Nyatrupa?
Yeah, so we'll just go with cell. So Balakah Lekanim Vikriya Apanam Gachati. So he goes to the store to sell the pen.
Okay.
So it's like having sold the pen. Having sold the pen, he goes to the store. And then the last one, Shatrantam form would be Kreenan. So Balakah Lekanim Kreenan Vikreenan Apanam Gachati. As he buys a pen, he's going to the store. I don't know how that's possible, but that's what.
So Kreenan is here is a Kree or like Nan.
So like it's two actions happening at once.
It's no, I'm saying how to write Kreenan. Kree or Nan?
No, yeah. And na.
Kree, na, and na. Kreenan.
Okay.
Like
no,
this
na
on Kreena, right? So that na and na.
No.
Yeah.
Na no with a halan.
Yes.
With Kreena.
Okay.
Dakini, can you say Balakaha Lekanin Kreenan Duravanim Pashyati?
No, Kreenan Duravanim Pashyati. Okay. So now we'll just go over the answers for the homework. So the first one was to translate with the correct vachanam and lingam. So I had given 6 sentences. So Chitra Bhagni, would you like to read whatever we had to translate and the translated form?
Yeah. 6 guests are in the house. Shat atithyah grahe santi.
Atithayah.
Atithayah. Atithayah grahe santi.
Samichinam. Anantaram. Nagendra Mahodaya Bhavan. Anantaram.
Are there lots of skies? Bahavah. Anekah. Akashah santi.
Oh, sorry, it was supposed to be...
Santi va.
Santi va. So, you can say bahavaha or anekaha. So, bahavaha, akashaha, santi va.
Or anekaha.
Adikaha, can we say adikaha?
No, Bhagini. Next, so you can say bahavaha or anekaha. Next, Sheila Bhagini.
I have not done the homework, but I can read the answer.
Yeah, you can read the answer, Bhagini.
How many skies are there? Kati akasaha santi.
Samichinam. Next, Lakshmi Bhagini.
Okay. The nurse is in the village. Anuvecha grame asti.
Upacharika grame asti.
Upacharika.
So we can always say Grame Upacharika Asti also, no?
Yes.
So that's what I wrote, so I was just
okay, wondering. Anuvaija also came in the dictionary, you know, so. But, okay, Upacharika. Okay. Grame Asti.
Next, Brinda Bhagini.
Arjuna has lots of arrows. Arjunasya bahavaha ishvaha asti. That's what I have written. So,
I put it as Arjunah aneka ishavah santi.
So we have Arjuna has. So
Arjuna se samite.
Bahavah ishavah santi.
Okay.
Next,
Bhagini, can you use Arjunena saha?
That will be with Arjuna.
Okay, so that is strong, Bhagini. I used Arjuna.
That may also, like, maybe you could, like, understand, like, with Arjuna, lots of arrows are with Arjuna. Yes,
okay.
You have written the sentence correctly, but I don't know if it cleanly translates to this, but I can understand it. It's clean, Bhagini.
Okay, thank you, Bhagini.
Next, Nitin Mohdia.
Mala.
Where are the garlands? Malah putra santi.
Samichina. So that was the first homework. The next one was fill in the tables below. So I had said to write down the pada parichayam, which is lingam, vachinam, and pratipadikam. So like udaharanam would be patamaya vachinam, rama padam.
Bhagini?
Yes?
Kadambari Bhagini, can I say, because Kutra Mala Santi, same as Malaha Kutra Santi, Kutra Malaha Santi also, I can say that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Dhanyavaad.
So, I have completed the full table here. So, Ishu is the Pratipadikam, it is a Ikaranta Pulinga Padam. So, Pratipadikam is Ishu. Ekavachanam is Ishuhu, Bahuvachanam is Ishavaha.
Bhagini, it's not
Bhagini, Ishu is Ukaranta.
Ukaranta pulling, Bhagini.
Ukaranta pulling.
Can you say what you said again?
Yeah. I was asking if it's not Ukaranta pullinga for Ishu.
No, you have put it as Ikaranta.
Oh, I think that was just 1 minute.
Typo.
Yeah. Because it sometimes auto-corrects.
So
I know it is, it is Ukaranta, so okay. So I hope it won't change it. Okay, so now it's sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay.
And isn't it Ishayaha? Bahuvachanam?
Ishayaha, na Ishavaha.
Guruhu Guruvaha, right?
Yeah, Guruhu Guravaha.
Guravaha. Ishayaha.
Ishayaha would be for...
Ishavaha. It's Ishavaha.
Ishavaha.
Okay, next. Lakshmi Bhagini, would you like to read it for the Agni Pratipadikam?
Yeah, sure. Agni Ikaranta Pullinga, Agni Pratipadikam, Agni Hi Ekavachanam, Agnayaha Bahuvachanam.
Samichinam. Sheila Bhagini, would you like to read it for Bratra?
Rikaranta Pullinga, Bratri. Pratipadikam, Ekavachanam Vrata, Bahuvachanam Vrataraha.
Samichina. And then the next one is Aja, Akaranta Stilingam, Ekavachanam is Aja, same as the Pratipadikam, Bahuvachanam is Ajaha. The next one is also Akaranta Stilingam, it is Kapatika, Ekavachanam is also the same. Kapatika, and Bahuvachanam is Kapatikaha. I have written the pada parichayam there. So I will share this link. So for now, we will for today we'll end class with the Shanti Mantram. Sheila Bhagini.
ॐ सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम्।